All right, 7:54, Bear Country 95.3, and Mick is here, as promised, from Montague Webworks. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin?
Are we going to do a little schooling today?
We're doing some more schooling today.
So okay.
Last week, we talked about getting your business on Google My Business. It's what they call their database product that has lots of important information about every business that's out there, and it helps people if they're looking for services, if they're in an area and they type in plumbing. In theory, it should bring up all the plumbers within, 20 miles of where you're currently standing.
Sure, sure.
And so if you, dear listener out there, have a business and you haven't either claimed your existing Google My Business account or set one up, stop what you're doing right now. Pause the radio. Go do that and then come back.
As if you could.
Yeah. Well, someday in the future. Because that's really important. That's the first nugget. That's the first step. And
right.
The second one is what we're going to talk about today, which is Google Analytics.
Okay. So, I've heard that word before. Analytics. What does it mean?
I was just going to say, Kevin asked me what Google Analytics means.
What does it mean?
There you go. I've been waiting for it. So it's analytics is analyzing. Analytics is just it's a term in how to analyze something and the statistics that come out of the analyzation.
Right.
Of the data. So they have this product and you go there and you set up an account and they give you an account number because in some software packages, all you have to do is put in the account number like Rocket Fusion, our own platform. You would go to site settings, Google, and just paste in the UA-account number. And I think WordPress also has modules that you could download and install in your WordPress site. And you just put in the account number and it's done. But otherwise, if you have something else, they also give you a chunk of code. And you have to put that onto every page that you want to track on your website. You got to hide it somewhere in the HTML.
Right.
Kind of behind the glass.
Right, not that something somebody would see.
That's right. So you remember the old days websites, you would have this little button at the bottom. It was called a counter.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This page
you don't see
by,
that. Yeah, you don't see that anymore.
Well, A, it's embarrassing if your site has only been visited by 50 people in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
You come to the page. This page viewed by 50 people since, 19...
All right, so what you're telling me is Google does this behind the scenes.
It does it behind the scenes. It gives you way more than just how many people have seen that page. It gives you geographic maps of where people physically are when they come to your website. So, for instance, the Montague Webworks website, if you were to go to Google Analytics, and you can't because you're not me.
Because that's your account.
That's my account. Go to the geographic thing once you log back into the analytics page, and you can drill down on a map of the world to the United States, and then you'll see most of my customers are in Greenfield, or most of the people that come to my website are in the Greenfield area.
Right. There's this annoying guy from Winchester, New Hampshire.
That's right. Everywhere there's like this one tiny little, because it's a bubble map where you see like bubbles overlaid over each other, and the larger and darker the blue the bubble is, the more people. And there's this one tiny, tiny, tiny little dotted Winchester. Winchester, and that must be you, Kevin.
Maybe it is.
And I could, yep. So other things they also show you is how many people have come to your site over the course of, whatever, and you can change what the time span is. And that's really good information to know as well. And the path that people take through your website. So if they hit your homepage first and then typically go to your services page, then, that's good information to know. So Google.com/analytics is your next stop. And if you need any help, I guess give us a call.
Well, that's where the schooling stops today.
That's where it stops
right now. But the education continues,
right? That's right. Next week, we'll be back with more interesting stuff that you should know about your website tips and tricks and SEO tricks.
There you go. Mick is from Montague Webworks. And Montague Webworks is obviously right here in Greenfield.
We moved to Greenfield.
We moved to Greenfield, but taking care of many different websites and maybe yours at a 30% discount. Remember that Mick is on our 30% off store. And you can get the gift certificates for Montague Webworks. They're $100 gift certificates. You pay $70. You can get that new website, right?
And we can help you with this. I mean, we'll see. You buy one certificate, give us a call. We'll come to your place and we'll sit down with you for an hour or so and set all of this stuff up for you.
All right. And remember, there's more information about that 30% off store gift certificate at the Bear Country website, bear953.com. Be good, Mick.
Woohoo.